For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Obviously, we like to cap off the week. We don't have a ton of time. I please be kind to my Red Sox. You're going to ruin their season this weekend. So you should go over to Camden. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great weekend of baseball at Camden Yards. Yeah. I love that place.
And the weather's perfect. And yeah, we really had a nice game last night. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, I'll get over it. Listen, we have a lot.
Still have our bullpen. Yeah. You still have our bullpen to contend with, and that you'll win a few. Anyway, yeah, we have a lot to
do. By the way, I just managed to stain my favorite pants with, I don't know if it's ketchup or hot sauce or whatever, but let's get to some serious stuff. I just want to throw out generally, because I got some Harris and White House and Trump questions, but what's on your mind? What's going on down in D.C.?
Well, not much, but the convention's coming up, and that's what we're all focused on. Harris is unveiling her economic package today. It's going to have things like 25,000 for certain first-time homeowners, $6,000 child credits. She says she's going to have a plan to end price gouging, although it's not very specific, and we've heard this before. Critics are going to say it's inflationary. She's not saying, at least so far, as of 8:55 this morning, how she's going to pay for it. Right. What this does, it gives us something of substance to go into the convention with, because one of the raps on Harris is, you know, what does she stand for, other than right. what Biden has done? So that's what we're watching today.
I got a bunch of questions on that, because I think, like, you know, the housing stuff, the child care stuff makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. The price caps and price gouging, I'm telling you, like, anyone who's involved in any side of business is going to be, I think it's a net negative. I mean, we've already seen, you know, spending slowing in certain areas are forcing companies to bring down prices. Were they gouging? Did they stay higher for longer? Absolutely. But I just feel like she's going to run into trouble with some independence with this kind of stuff.
I agree. I mean, you know, I'm old enough to remember wage and price controls under Richard Nixon in 1971. And, you know, that was supposed to curb inflation, which at the time was running a shocking, 6%. And, you know the rest. You start with that and you're messing with, you know, the economy, you're messing with capitalism. And as you say, that's dangerous stuff. Also, she's not specific. And I'll throw in one more thing. How many times have we heard governors and presidents say, I'm going to stop oil price gouging. I'm going to do something about these oil companies, right? Well, here we are. Yeah. I mean, it's rhetoric.
I think it's a mistake. And, you know, and again, I'm not rooting for her. I'm saying that from a strategy standpoint, I think it's a mistake. The other thing I was interested in, two things. One is there tension between the Harris people and the Biden people in the White House? She clearly has to carve out her own space. I'm wondering if it's a difficult thing.
Not yet, no, because the Biden people are basically running the campaign. She's got some of her own people in there, and she's brought in some Obama people. But basically, the Democratic political establishment is pretty much the same as it's been for 30 years. Right. The tension in this convention is going to come from outside the hall. It's going to come from the Israel-Hamas war, the protesters. Yeah. Maybe it'll be even inside the hall, but that's the thing to watch here.
We had two pro-Palestinian protests break out when I was at Fenway the other night. One when they draped a flag on the Green Monster. So, I mean, I think you're 100% right on there. I'm curious, since you cover, you know, the Beltway, you know, my opinion is, you know, if you ask Trump, you know, you want to give Mike Pence credit for this or that, he would say no. And I mean, I think breaking the ties in the votes is interesting, but those are votes she had to do. I mean,
right.
How much can you pin? They're trying to make it Biden Harris. It used to be just Biden, but I thought the vice president did very little in terms of policy crafting. So, I mean, is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, remember, up until a month ago, the rap on Harris was she had little say in policy, right? She's one of the least influential vice presidents we've had since Spiro Agnew 50, whatever it was, 60 years ago. Yeah, I mean, remember, this woman's unfavorables in the public eye were enormous. And all of a sudden, she's turned around. That's going to be the story of this convention. I mean, is this a honeymoon period right now, or is she going to come back to Earth? We'll see. Yeah. But right now...
Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. My 22nd convention. Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing. I think that's something to be lauded. And this year's been kind of intense. We only got about a minute. You know, all of the pundits, the Republican or pro-Trump pundits would be like, stick to issues and he'll be fine. And I think that's a compelling argument for that. I mean, even immigration is the one thing you can put on Harris. She was, whether she was a czar or not, she was put in charge of it. And there was very public about it. Is Trump going to be able to focus on the issues, or will he continue to get sucked in to the mean stuff?
He can't avoid personalities. Yeah, I mean, if he stuck to immigration, crime, and the economy, which is what his advisors want him to, this will be a darn close race. But as you see in rally after rally, he can't avoid making comments about her, personal comments. He can't avoid Hannibal Lecter, for God's sake. No, that's Trump. He's an entertainer as much as a politician, and he enjoys the feedback from the crowd, so he's not going to change.
Well, I mean, I thought a lot of people think that if he sticks to the issues, he'll win. You know, and again, I have no skin in the game, but that's I think the key is not about having it be close. It's about winning and losing. Listen, David, safe travels to Chicago. I hope you have a great week. I don't know if you'll still be there on Friday, but we obviously look forward to talking to you. And I wonder if there'll be any breakout stars on the speech level. That used to be such a big deal that we don't talk about it as much anymore. I miss the days where this is the next person.
Exactly. Well, you know, we don't even know the name of the keynote speaker yet, and that was always the person you looked at, like Barack Obama in 2004, right. That sort of thing.
Right.
No, we sort of know we're in a different era now. We know who the future stars may be. So, yeah, that suspense is gone. Nope. But it'll be interesting to see how Harris does on her own. This is the first time the public really had a good close-up look at her.
Totally. All right, David, we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.